Hello, I'm Brandon House, and welcome to the Worldview Weekend Hour. Tonight, my guest is Justin Peters. I was going to do a program tonight on Beth Moore because we have so many people that want to know more about Beth Moore, particularly ladies, and because Beth Moore is a ladies' Bible study teacher. I'm so thankful for the ladies who are teachable, who want to be taught by people who are sound theologically and doctrinally. I'm thankful for the many ladies who have been followers of Beth Moore, who have heard the radio shows that Justin and I have done and the things that I've discussed about Beth Moore over the years on radio and TV, who have not become defensive, but have said, hey, if this is true, then I want the documentation, and therefore, if it is true, I'm open to understanding that this is a serious problem. They haven't become defensive. They have wanted to be open to what we're saying, and once we've provided the documentation, many, many women have said, we thank you for what you've done, because we don't want to follow someone like that if they're not teaching sound doctrine. And many of you have gone to your pastor and asked your pastor to please stop teaching Beth Moore, having Beth Moore's materials in your church. So we appreciate you ladies that are wanting to be ones who rightfully divide the word of truth by teachers who rightfully divide the word of truth. Now, Justin and I have discussed Beth Moore on our radio and TV shows together, and we did so about a week ago and received such a great response. Justin was in town filming a series of television shows with his brand new TV show here in our studio in Memphis, and I asked Justin if he'd be happy to be my guest today. I was going to do this show all by myself, but I thought if Justin will join me, that'd be great. So, Justin, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome, Brandon. Good to be here.
Before we get to Beth Moore, folks, we are launching here at Worldview Weekend and Worldview Weekend Foundation a brand new radio show, TV show, excuse me. He already has a radio show that we feature at worldviewradio.com, but a brand new TV show featuring Justin Peters. And in the last 2 days, Justin has been here at this table for 2 days filming 12 television programs. Justin, I know you're rather worn out, but he's been sitting at this table teaching and hosting his brand new TV show, The Justin Peters Program, that will be launching this fall at WVWTV.com, WVWTV.com. We also filmed at this desk about a week ago, week and a half ago, 10 television programs of the Tommy Ice program featuring Dr. Tommy Ice. We'll also be filming here in our Memphis studios the TV show of Mike Abendroth, No Compromise TV, in a few weeks. Usama Dakdok will have the Straightway TV on Islam, exposing Islam. Mike Gendron will be back and filming in our studios this fall, proclaiming the gospel TV. And we have other broadcasters we're working with to develop our own exclusive programming right here on WVWTV.com. We're trying to build the alternative, the biblical alternative to NRB TV, TBN, INSP, Daystar, even BET, that carry so much of the false teaching and false teachers today. And I think it's time for a biblical alternative. And so we're investing the dollars necessary, the resources necessary, the time necessary to build a premier biblical worldview online radio and television network. We've been working on it a few years, but we're now going to continue this with even brand new programming. We know TBN is bad, but even some other networks we didn't think would go bad have gone bad. And so we're putting together our own collection of solid Bible teachers like you, Mike Abendroth, Usama Dakdok, Mike Gendron, Mike Riddle, you know, the list goes on and on. And they're coming here, folks, and filming in our studios, and we're post-producing them for them. We'll do about $150,000 worth of post-editing in the next 12 months. Television's very expensive, but we're reaching the world. And we want to continue to be involved in Christian programming because this is it, folks, with Roku and Apple TV and computers and iPads and apps and, you know, all, this is the way to reach the world.
It is. And one of the things that I've been praying for my own ministry, Brandon, is that God would open up opportunities for me to reach the most number of people in the most efficient way. And I think this is a big part of it, so I'm looking forward to it.
Well, thank you. We're glad to have you on board. All right, so Justin's been filming for the last couple of days here at this desk. He's tired, but he's agreed to join us tonight as we film this special on really the false teaching of Beth Moore. All right, I'm going to play a lot of video clips. We're going to look at some tweets that she's put out and other things. For 5 years, I didn't say anything about Beth Moore. I wanted to give her the benefit of the doubt for hoping that she would change. And so for about 5 years, I didn't say anything. But then a few years ago, it got so blatant, I began to speak up. And I know you did as well. And I have avoided calling her a false teacher. Because I think there comes a point where you are not a false teacher, you're not theologically sound, doctrinally sound, but you haven't quite tripped the wire yet to be a false teacher. However, you and I both now publicly started calling her a false teacher.
Yeah.
I'm calling her a false teacher because I think she's now pushing the wrong definition of the church, as we'll see.
Right.
And I think she may even be teaching a different Jesus by the fact she thinks that God or Jesus embraces this, is calling for this, and that God is speaking to her and telling her things. Well, God is not speaking outside of his word today with extra biblical revelation. And so again, some of the things she's starting to say make me believe that she needs to be called a false teacher. Will you tell us why you're calling her a false teacher now?
Brandon, I agree for all of those reasons that you just cited. And I too have been very reluctant and reticent to call her a false teacher. I've been calling her a poor teacher for quite a while. A lady who has poor hermeneutics, a lady who goes outside of the biblical parameters for the roles of men and women. But now I agree. I think we have to call her a false teacher because she has crossed the line and she's going in the wrong direction. Someone who is qualified to be a biblical teacher, you would expect that over time they would increase in their knowledge of Scripture, they would increase in their discernment. But Beth Moore, particularly in her discernment, is going the wrong direction. She seems to have less and less of it, not more and more.
And she's not doing good hermeneutics. She's not teaching in context. She is becoming notorious for teaching things out of context, is she not?
Oh, yes, yes. She's been doing that for a long time. She's very bad about spiritualizing text. She will take a verse of Scripture and read a meaning into it that is really not there. And so she spiritualizes text, she individualizes text, she will take promises that God made to individuals or the nation of Israel and make blanket application for us today. And that in and of itself would not constitute a false teacher. It does constitute poor hermeneutics. But she has been associating regularly with false teachers.
Absolutely. Give us some examples.
Well, every Wednesday she is on James Robison's program. Mm-hmm. And James Robison is Word of Faith. He is not merely charismatic. He is Word of Faith.
Mm-hmm. He's also calling Glenn Beck a Mormon and who's a Christian, even though he's a Mormon.
That's right.
He's referring to the Pope as a Christian. He just went and met with Kenneth Copeland and the Pope and others, Tony Palmer, who's now passed away. He's calling for the Catholic Church and the Protestant Evangelical Church to come together as one with Father Jonathan Morris. In fact,
that's right.
I have a clip of this. Here's a clip of, I got it on the computer here. Let's watch it,
okay.
Share it with our audience. This is James Robison.
I am telling you that I believe that I'm going to get to see and be a part of Jesus' prayer for us to have a oneness with the Father and to see a perfectedness and perfection coming from a supernatural unity, and the world know we're his disciples because of our love, that I think I'm going to get to see that. And just knowing you, the little exchanges that you and I have had really in the last weeks has been really quite remarkable.
So that's, him calling and using John 17, the real prayer of Jesus out of context, saying Jesus wants the Catholic Church and the Protestant Church to merge. And yet here's Beth Moore every Wednesday with him on his show.
Right. What he just said there is he's calling for unity, but his definition of unity is not the biblical definition of unity. According to Scripture, you can have no unity, true unity, if it comes at the expense of truth, if it comes at the expense of doctrinal truth. Romans 16:17, the Apostle Paul says, "Mark those who cause divisions and hindrances contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and turn away from them. For such men are slaves not of the Lord Christ, but of their own belly." And so any perceived sense of unity that comes at the expense of doctrinal truth is a false sense
unity.
Of unity.
It's not a biblical
no,
unity.
No, and it actually brings division to it brings division to the body of Christ, causes confusion, mm-hmm. and it preys upon those who are unsuspecting, undiscerning.
Mm-hmm.
So that is of course the Roman Catholic Church is way outside the parameters of mm-hmm. doctrinal orthodoxy.
And we're going to basically hear Beth Moore calling for the same kind of unity in a minute.
That's right.
Let's listen to another clip. This is James Robison's wife, and James Robison in this clip with Father Jonathan Morris. Again, we're playing this to show you this is who Beth Moore is promoting, speaking with, and holding conferences with. Watch this clip.
But I believe God is happy when he sees his children fellowshipping together and getting along together.
Oh, gosh, absolutely. Rejoicing in heaven, right?
Amen.
He does. I believe the angels rejoice. I believe the Father rejoices. I know Jesus, who's daily making intercession for us. I believe he's turned to his Father and said, Father, my prayers are getting answered. We're getting together. Don't you like what you're seeing? Don't you know God likes for us to come together? Let me just ask you to share something that I think is really remarkable, because this just shows that religion isn't the answer. Relationship with the Jesus you talked about right up front.
Now, Justin, Beth Moore has basically said the same thing, that we need to include the Catholic Church in this vision that God has given her of what the church should be. You've seen this clip. We've talked about it on the radio.
I have, Brandon, and sometimes I use that clip in my seminar. In this vision that Beth Moore has of the church, it includes Roman Catholicism. And as we've been saying over and over, that Roman Catholicism is completely antithetical to the gospel. And yet Beth Moore says that in her vision of the church, that Catholics are within that vision. So Beth Moore either does not understand Roman Catholicism, or she does not understand the gospel. But the real troubling thing about this, and this gets to the heart of why we're calling her a false teacher, is that she claims that God gave her that vision. Mm-hmm. So that's the real problem.
That's a different Jesus. That's a different God, because God would not be giving her a vision or message that contradicts his word.
That's exactly
right. So it has
right.
to be a different Jesus and different God.
It's
either a figment of her imagination.
Right.
Or what else is it?
Or it could be demonic deception. Those are the only two possibilities. And neither one of those is a good one.
Absolutely not. Let's watch this clip by Beth Moore, and then we're going to play a brand new clip that some of you have never seen, where Beth Moore says, you and I and others who do this, call this out, this false teaching out, this right. kind of unbiblical unity, that we're scoffers, we're bullies, and she warns what looks like an auditorium of 20,000 people, with James Robinson and his wife sitting on the platform.
Yeah.
She warns the audience to beware of people like us.
That's right.
And that God has told her to tell people to be ready to deal with scoffers like us, correct?
Correct.
You don't want to miss that clip, because a lot of you have never seen that. But first, here's Beth Moore talking about how God gave her a vision for the church that includes the Catholic Church.
Okay.
Watch this clip.
To beg to differ with people that are 10 times smarter than I am. But I want to say to you, I see something different than that. I see God doing something huge in the body of Christ. I do not know why I have had the privilege to get to travel around, see one church after another, one group of believers after another, interdenominationally, all over this country, but I have gotten to see something that I think is huge. And I'll also suggest to you, I am not the only one. And tonight, I'm going to do my absolute best to illustrate to you something that God showed me sitting out on that back porch. He put a picture, I've explained to you before, I'm a very visual person. So he speaks to me very often and putting a picture in my head. And it was as if I was raised up looking down on a community as I saw the church in that particular dimension, certainly not all dimensions, not even many, but in what we will discuss tonight, the church as Jesus sees it in a particular dimension.
All right, Justin, she said, I wrote it down, he speaks to me very often. He speaks to me in pictures. He spoke to her, I guess, on the back porch, and he right. let her see this vision of the church that she says God gave her. Well, God would not call the Roman Catholic Church part of his church when we're told specifically in the scriptures, 2 John 9 through 11, to not have any spiritual enterprise or spiritual agreement or solidarity with someone that preaches another Jesus, another gospel. We know the Catholic Church does, as they offer up Christ over and over through transubstantiation, slaughtering Christ in communion, where the wafer becomes the literal body of Christ and the wine becomes the literal blood of Christ, and they slaughtered over and over and over. That's not what the Bible teaches. It was once offered up, one time, and he said it is finished, debt paid in full for those who repent and place their faith and trust in Christ. And so that's a different Jesus that the Roman Catholic Church has. And so if she says that he, Jesus, or God, speaks to her very often in pictures and visions and gives her this, that's a different Jesus. That's a different gospel. And he can't contradict himself and his word.
That's exactly right, Brandon. And what a lot of people may not realize, and Mike Gendron will tell you this, that roughly 500 years ago, the Catholic Church had what is known as the Council of Trent. Mm-hmm. And the Council of Trent adopted a series, this was in response to the Protestant Reformation, basically, but they adopted a series of anathemas. In other words, if you believe these teachings, you are anathema. You are damned and on your way to hell. There is no hope for you. And one of their anathemas is this: if you believe in salvation by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, you are anathema. And yet that is the gospel. That is the gospel. And what the Catholic Church adopted in the Council of Trent has never been rescinded. That is official Roman Catholic doctrine to this day. And it wasn't that long ago that the Catholic Church would have been taking people like you and me and tying us to stakes and lighting us on fire.
They killed 50 million Christians during the Inquisition.
That's right.
And that's a documented fact, folks. We have the historical documents to prove that.
Yes.
50 million Christians killed. Women buried alive.
Right.
And if you were caught reading the Bible and you recant, they would bury you alive. They would burn you alive. If you would recant, then I guess they would be more merciful and bury you alive. One of them, I couldn't remember which one it was. I think it was if you were caught, they would bury reading the Bible and didn't recant, they'd bury you alive. If you recanted, they'd burn you alive.
Yeah. One of the things I tell people, all you really need to know about the Catholic Church is that for its entire history, up until very recently, and in many parts of the world, it's still this way to this day. For its entire history, the Catholic Church has done its dead level best to keep the Word of God out of the hands of people.
That's right.
The Catholic Church doesn't want people to read the Bible. Mm-hmm.
Well, the Reformation started because you had Catholic priests reading the Word of God, like William Tyndale and John Wycliffe.
Right.
That's how they were Catholic priests who read the Bible, found out what the real gospel was, and started the Reformation, going against the Catholic Church.
Yeah, Martin Luther, that's right. And so that is why the Catholic Church has fought tooth and nail to keep the Word of God out of the hands of people. And so the Catholic Church is a theological cult.
Absolutely.
It's not a sociological cult. It's not a Jim Jones drink the Kool-Aid
right. Kind
of a cult, but it is a theological cult. And the fact that Beth Moore is saying that God has given her a vision that Christianity encompasses Roman Catholicism, that is troubling. That is one of the signs of a false teacher. This is one of the reasons, not the only one, but this is one of the reasons that we are calling her a false teacher, because God did not give her that vision. Brandon.
Absolutely not.
He did not give her that vision.
So you've heard her say that God gave her this vision. Now here's the clip where she says this vision of the church includes the Roman Catholic Church or Roman Catholics. Let's watch this clip.
What I've done in this particular class that makes this group so special, and I'm loving this about you who are online, we are a very interdenominational group. And so I've literally gotten to position people from these denominations and from these backgrounds into these groups. So that just thrills me. So this part, we're not playing. However, I have just made up the name from familiar names of churches that I've seen through the years. Right over here to my right, you see First United Methodist Church of Less Than Land. Right behind them, you would find just down the street, just across the street, really, you've got Christ the Redeemer Lutheran Church. Every single one of my sisters in this area attends a Lutheran church, which thrills me. These all attend a Methodist church. I can't tell you how I love that kind of diversity. What I've asked these ladies to do right here, now this makes it a little bit different because they do go to different churches. But what I've asked them to represent tonight to us is an African-American church that we're going to call Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church. Is that good? Did I do good? Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right back here, I want you to meet St. Anne's Catholic Church of Less Than Land. These ladies come, every single one of them, although they don't go to one Catholic church, every single one of them attend a Catholic church, probably right here in Houston. And I am so thrilled that they are here. What I've asked my sisters to do here, actually, they represent many different churches, but they represent one church in our midst tonight. These are our sisters that attend different charismatic churches in the city. But tonight, they attend Abundant Life Church. Is that good?
All right, so there you go.
That's it.
And, you know, this is, again, are we saying there are not Christians in the Catholic Church? Well, there are those who, like a priest that I know, he was a priest for many years, Bennett is his name. I don't know if you know who I'm talking about or not, but he became a Christian, but he only stayed in, he was a Catholic priest, Richard Bennett. He only stayed in the Catholic Church a few short months after becoming a believer and got out.
Right.
And many believers who are in the Catholic Church, become believers, they stay a few weeks or a few months.
Yep.
And that, so are we saying there are not believers in the Catholic Church? Yeah, there might be, but most of them are on their way out.
Yes.
A true believer will be on their way out.
That's right.
It's not like, unfortunately, Al Mohler recently said, there are millions and millions of Christians in the Catholic Church. Mm-hmm. Well, there may be a few hundred or a few thousand who just got saved and who over the next few weeks and months will be leaving.
That's right.
But a true believer will not sit with the Holy Spirit indwelling them and sit and listen to someone besmirch and blaspheme Christ over and over again.
Right.
So we're not saying that there aren't Catholics who are becoming believers.
That's right.
But
that's
we're certainly not agreeing with Beth Moore that God has a vision that includes the Catholic Church.
Right.
These people who become believers are no longer Catholics, by the way.
Yes,
you cannot be a Christian and be a Catholic. They might be still attending a Catholic church for a few weeks or a few months until they have that sanctification process kick in enough that they leave.
That's right.
But they're not Catholics anymore.
And Brandon, what I teach people is that if the Holy Spirit is strong enough to save us, He is also strong enough to deliver us out of deception.
Absolutely.
And that's why these people don't stay in the Catholic Church. My wife, Kathy, was saved out of the Catholic Church. And once she got saved, she remained in the Catholic Church for about a month, a few weeks, and that's it. And she got out. Mm-hmm. She couldn't necessarily tell you the difference between imputed and infused righteousness and do all that. But the Holy Spirit of God was living inside of her, and He convicted her. She knew that what she was hearing was not right, and she got out. Mm-hmm. So that's what we would expect to see. So God is not giving Beth Moore this vision.
Absolutely not.